Today is June 30th, 2009. This is John Erling with Don Pittman. Don, you are the witness to the history of the Chapmans.
I am.
Tell me first about yourself. When were you born?
November 1, 1940.
And where were you born?
I was born in a house, not a hospital, Hanson, Oklahoma, which is a small rural community just outside of Sallisaw.
Did you grow up there in that community?
Did not. Moved away at an early age, but still have many family members there. My father was in World War II, and after the war, we moved to California, Northern California, a town by the name of Marysville, then back to Wichita, Kansas, then to the Tulsa area. My father was an educator and came here as a principal in Catoosa.
What was your father's name?
William S. Pittman.
Your mother's name?
Savola Pittman.
You have brothers and sisters?
I'm an only child.
Your education in elementary was where?
Well, I started in California through the second grade and then moved to Wichita, finished fifth grade there, and then moved to the Tulsa area, and from fifth grade on, Catoosa. Graduated from Catoosa High School, then I went on up to NEO A&M Junior College in Miami, had 2 years there, and then from there went to the University of Colorado, and then did some graduate studies at the University of Tulsa.
What was your degree in?
Well, I have a degree in education. Because my parents were both in education, I thought that's what I would probably do and liked it. In fact, I did practice teaching, and I really liked that. But I'd worked a summer for the Chapman Oil Company, Chapman Exploration, as a part-time job while I was in school. They offered me a position to come back after graduation and put me through a training program. As I recall, the salary was $50 a month more than I was offered in Boulder, Colorado, where I really wanted to stay. I loved it up there. My father encouraged me to come back and try this Chapman organization. He said, if you don't like it, you can always go back to the mountains.
How did you even get the internship?
Through football. When I left NEO and was going to Colorado University, I wanted a summer job in Tulsa, and the gentleman that ran the Chapman business at that time's name was George Carlson, and George had been a football player and a boxer at the University of Colorado, was still very involved in the athletic program. He was also a Rhodes Scholar, and came back and taught at the law school before he came to Tulsa. The coach contacted Mr. Carlson. That's how I got in with the Chapmans.
He just asked you if you wanted a job.
That's right.
Sports paid off for you in a big way, didn't it?
It paid off in a very big way. In fact, when I was recruited to Colorado, Mr. Carlson was contacted by the coaching staff, knowing that I was in Tulsa before I got this job. I remember he took me to Sunday brunch at Southern Hills one time, and I'd never heard of that place, but I was very impressed with it. But he was trying to help get me to go to Colorado.
So then that is your first association with the Chapmans.
That summer, when I was working for the Chapmans, or working for the Chapman organization, I'm just a gopher. They had just finished a lodge in northern Colorado and needed some boats, vehicles, household furnishings and the like up there. And one of my jobs was to drive a Jeep up there and pull a boat and load it with stuff and take to that lodge. And when I get up there, I'd usually stay an extra day. I made two or three trips that summer from Tulsa up there, which wasn't a very pleasant job, but I got to meet the Chapmans, H.A. and Mary Chapman. He loved to trout fish. While I was there, he would ask me to accompany him on these trout fishing expeditions into the mountains. I really enjoyed that. I'd always fished with my father. And he and I became friends. I would take care of all the details, making sure all the equipment was there. And periodically we would spend a night in the mountains and pitch a tent. That was my job, take care of all that. But it was fun for me. I'm 20 years old, so I'm loving every minute of this, getting paid for it.
There had to also be something about your personality and his that worked, that matched.
They did, and we were very different people. I'd say opposite personality. He was very introverted, and I'm more extroverted. He didn't talk much. I loved to talk and have fun.
Sometimes people are introverted, don't like to be around people who talk a lot, but he apparently enjoyed that.
Well, it's something about me that he seemed to enjoy, because we became, over the years, very close friends, and I consider myself one of his confidants, because we talked about things that never got outside the room.
You're talking about Harry Allen Chapman. Mm-hmm. And I want to get back to him.